This week is going to be more or less the last week. The only reason I say more or less is a possibility. I'll let you know later in the week that maybe on Thursday I should give a Tisha B'Av shir and Parsha, and then do Chazara on Monday, like we did last. If you remember last year, we had 4 weeks, and then I came in on the Monday. Could be that. Anyway, because Tisha B'Av was on Thursday last week. But we had a last Chazar on a Monday. So I'll let you know if the last day is going to be Thursday or the last day will be Monday. Those are the choices. Okay, today I'd like to do the Inyan of Mechitza in Beis Knesset. Of course, the question of what exactly is the requirement of a Mechitza in the Beis Knesset. And the main sugya that is talked about, of course, the sugya in Sukkah and Daf Nun Aleph. So the Mishnah says, "Misha l'ra simcha beis ha'shoeva, l'ra simcha miyom." Right, that was the ultimate simcha. Was simcha beis ha'shoeva. If Motzah Yantav Rishon Shachag Yardu Lezrus Noshim Umsaknim Sham Tikun God. So what did they do? They Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the festivities took place in the Ezra's Noshim. That means the men were in the Ezra's Noshim. So, where were the women? If the men were in the Ezra's Noshim. So what they built was, they built a balcony for Sukkos, for the women to go on the top of the Ezra's Noshim. In other words, men will be on the floor level, the ground level, and then they built a platform for the balcony on top of the Ezra's Noshim. There was pieces of wood jutting out, and the woman was standing on top, and that was the Tikkun Gadol. That was the Tikkun Gadol. So it seems that that was the way that they chose to separate between the men and the women during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now, we'll have to see, does that necessarily, as some point out, indicate what should be the mandate during tefillah? So, do we necessarily have to make a gezeirah shavah from anything that went on at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva to tefillah or not? What would you say?
What kind of your thing? Simchas Beis HaShoeva tefillah every day.
Therefore?
Not.
So which way should that, why should that make a difference if it's one time a year or every day?
See, maybe it is.
Oh, welcome. Please, have a chair. Shalom Aleichem. Good to see you.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Hi, boss. Yeah, we're doing a Shaila of Mechitz and Shuls today.
Anything which I learn, I go to Lambda Eskalsi.
That's right. What did they used to have in where you grew up? In Radomsk, you grew up?
My father was Radomsk, my grandfather was Radomsk.
So, what did that kind of Mechitz they have in the Shul?
It was a balcony. They didn't have a balcony, they had like one building, and it was divided by just a window up there.
Okay. So, the Mishnah says that during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Misha Lora Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lora Simcha Miyava, Metzoyim Yantav Rishon Shalchag, Yardu Be'ezus Noshim, Mesachnim Sham Tikkun God. That they made a balcony during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that the men were on the bottom, and the women were on the balcony. The men were dancing during Sukkos at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and the women were on top. So this is the source that is used. So we have to see, is this necessarily a source to use? Because could one distinguish between whatever was here and tefillah? So what would you say? So therefore what? And therefore,
you don't need a balcony.
Right. So, Moshe says, who says necessarily whatever we're going to come out of this sugya of Simchas Beis Shoeva, who necessarily says that that is what should be the din by tefillah? Right? Could one, and we'll see other, this has, what Moshe has said has been stated before by others, we'll see. In other words, just because they required a balcony during the festivities of the Simchas Beis Shoeva, who says that means that you have to be as machmir by tefillah? Right? Maybe Moshe is saying that the Simchas Beis Shoeva, that was a very festive occasion. So just because they required a balcony there to prevent Kalas Rosh, who says that you should need it during tefillah? Maybe tefillah we could be more makim. We'll see. We'll see if that's a valid approach. Maybe the opposite. Maybe tefillah faket, you should be more machmir. That even though the Simchas Beis Shoeva did this, so tefillah needs at least this, if not more. Because tefillah is what?
It's
the time that you want to be with Hashem, so you should have more.
Kavana.
More kavana. So you should. Yeah, but it's not the same type of simcha as the Simchas Beis Shoeva.
It's not
like a dancing. I don't know, maybe now they have, you know, Kalbach Minyanim, so so they, you know. Yeah.
Which rabbi is
going to have? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so we'll have to see. Why did they make this balcony? So let's see the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara first. Let's see. Page 2. No, now it's on the base. But so yet, mighty can godol amar blazer kolso shanino kalaka haisa berishona vikifua gezustro. In other words, originally, there was nothing coming out. Chalaka means what? Smooth. In other words, there was nothing coming out of the walls of the Ezra's Nashim originally, because there were no balconies. There were no pieces of wood protruding from the walls. Chalaka haisa berishona. However, vikifua gezustra. But then they decided to make a balcony. Viskinu sheyu hanashim yoshvos milmala. The women should be on top. Hanashim milmata. And the men are on the bottom. Tan rabban, barishona yunoshim bimifnim v'anoshim mibachutz. So the Braisa says that the balcony was a later takana. Originally, that's not what they did. Originally, they had the noshim mibifnim. In other words, the women were in the Ezra's noshim during the Simchas Beis Shoeva, downstairs. And the men were where? Were outside, in the Harabayas. So the women were in the... Yeah, during the festivities of Sukkot. In other words, this thing... Originally, there was no balcony. Originally, everyone was downstairs. The women were inside in the Ezra's Noshim, and the men were outdoors on the Harabayas. That was the original way that what happened. Noshim, v'ayu boim lidei kalus rosh, and there was too much kalus rosh that was happening. So what they do? Hiskinu sheyu noshim yoshvos mibachutz v'noshim mibifnim. So he said maybe it's better have the women outdoors and the men will be indoors. Why should that be better? What changed? There was Kalas Rosh when the women were inside and the men were outside. So I thought, oh, I'll stop the Kalas Rosh by having the men come inside in the Ezra's Dashim and the women will be outdoors in the higher bikes.
What?
Was before, Moshe wants to say, originally the women were inside. Yeah, so the men were looking. Why?
Look inside.
Why, what was doing inside? What? They were watching the women dance?
No, the men all the way inside, the tzaddikim were dancing.
Oh, you mean the tzaddikim are always inside?
Right.
It's just question. What? Well, that bringing the water, right? Right. So what was the Kalas Rosh that they had originally?
Like what I'm saying, the men were outside, and they had to see what's going on. They looked through that stuff.
What were they looking for? What were they looking at? They were looking
water.
The water, with the procession of the water? And where were the tzaddikim dancing? They were probably dancing, Moshe says, inside. Even in the time that the women were inside, the tzaddikim were with the women. Is that what they
say? I told you.
Yeah.
Inside.
So it came to Bekalas Rosh. So Iskinu, so then they said that the women should be outside and the men will be inside. Badainu Yubayim Lidei Kalas Rosh. And there was still Kalas Rosh. Even with that. So therefore Iskinu Shiyu Noshim Yoshvos Milamala Vanoshim Milamata. So they made a takana that put the women on upside. But that wasn't the original. The original was everyone was on the ground.
But they had to go inside a balcony.
Inside they built a balcony. So now the Gemara says, Hechi odid hochi vaksiv hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem alai haskil. This is a pasuk in Divrei Yomim, which I happen to Xerox for you fellas. There's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim. On page 7. Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai hiskil kol malachos hatavnis. So as the Mitzvot David points out, David HaMelech is telling his son Shlomo, Kein Omar David Mitzvot David to Shlomo, Hinei lecha hakol mesudor b'chsav Hashem miyad Hashem alai haskil. In other words, I'm giving you a written instructions of exactly how to build the Beis HaMikdash, how tall everything should be. Hakol v'chsav miyad Hashem from the Ribono Shel Olam alai haskil, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, put the knowledge, he imparted the knowledge to me of how the Beis HaMikdash should look, and I wrote it down, and now I'm giving it to you, so you will build the Beis HaMikdash. On a piece of paper. Not part of it. I mean, the Tanakh discusses. Says, and the Mekedim writes, so it was Alay Skil, I got this in looking at Mekedim, Shekolza Hisagdi B'Nevua. Because Baruch gave me a Nevua about how everything should look. And now I'm getting. So he wrote down the Nevua apparently. Okay? David wrote down the Nevua, and I got a Nevua from Hashem, he wrote it down. And then he handed it to his son Shlomo, and he said,
you don't have a Nevua now.
I mean, it's incorporated in Tanakh when it discusses what the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to look like. But he says, I give you all the instructions. I got a Nevuah from the Ribono Shel Olam. He gave me all the instructions. I wrote them down. And now, David says to his son Shlomo, here, I give you the instructions. So, that means that anything that was supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash was in those instructions. So the question is, how can you build a balcony in the Beis HaMikdash if it doesn't say that in the instruction book? The instruction book doesn't have balcony in Ezra's Noshim. And Hakol B'Chsav, he says, David is saying to Shlomo, I got everything is written down, all the instructions, I'm giving it to you, Miyad Hashem, from Nevuah, from Hashem. So the question is, how did they have the right to make a balcony in the Beis Hamikdash in addition if it wasn't in the book? It wasn't in the instructions. What? How? So Professor Reese recalls back to the third shiur when we discussed the issue of Loshika Lacha Asherah, that you can't make a tree or any wooden structure, so the rabbi said it was not permanent. So Professor Reese says maybe that should be the answer, the fact that it wasn't permanent, because maybe that was the heter. That's what Professor Reese gives the parents. Not a bad parent, but who's... So Moshe Grushko says he doesn't understand the problem. Chachamim have the right to make... The whole Torah was instructed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yet Rabbanim said do this, do that, to prevent... But the question is, but who says you're allowed to tamper with the structure of the Beis HaMikdash? Oh, Rav Kenny. Give him a packet. Mechabed him with a packet. You know? Maybe, in other words, you're right. But let me ask you, I think maybe Rav Moshe writes this, someone writes this. So why don't we just say the women should stay home? Let them stay home. Let them stay home and not tamper with the Beis HaMikdash. No? Can we do that? I mean...
That means that it only applies to Jacob itself, applies only to the weight and to the scale of the head.
Yeah, we're with Rashi and in the very young. Rashi said, Mishkal shall call Kli Mishmul Haroa. Call Melachos HaTavnos. But then, in the next thing he says, it also applies to have the Tavnos. In other words, but even Tavnos just means how, you know, how big the rooms are supposed to be. Whereas maybe it shouldn't apply to this addition. That's what Mr. Ryper is saying. Not a bad terrorist. Lamaisa. Yeah. Right. Or Kol Baksav, right? Yeah, but Lamaisa, the Gemara is bothered by this question. So Vaistois, the Gemara is learning that the Pshat is that what? That any Shinui is a violation of HaKol B'Ksav. Moshe? Right, the balcony didn't work. Right, but I'm saying, but maybe they shouldn't have been allowed to go to the balcony. If there is this issur, right, but normally, what's a getter? They could tell you. They can't. We normally assume that the getter is b'shei v'altase. They can tell you, don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shkol Yos B'Shabbos. Don't. Usually it's not. But usually it's not to do things. It's not, the gather doesn't go against the Yisurim. Usually the gather is be more machmer, right? And here we're being, as a result of the gather, we're infringing upon an Isser. I'll even show you the Gemara in Chulin, where the Gemara in Chulin also uses this idea of a Kol B'Ksav on page 6. state in the Gemara, call on page 6. Kisui Hadam. There is a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. That if you shech the chaya or a knife, you have to cover up the blood. Offer milamata, offer milamala, you cover up the blood. Not by a behemoth, only by a chaya and an oif. So Kisui Hadam noig ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz b'fnei abayis shalom b'fnei abayis. B'chulin avalo b'mikdoshim. In other words, only when you shecht a chicken of chulin. But say you're in the Beit HaMikdash and you're shechting an oaf as a korban on the Mizbeach. So do you have a din kisui adam on that blood? So the Mishnah says no. There's no kisui adam on the blood. No. If you're shechting your chicken here, Hillcrest, so then the blood you have to have kisui adam. But if, say, the chicken is a korban, right? And you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're shechting it on top of the Mizbeach. So now, is there a chiyuv of kisui adam? The Gemara says no. There's no chiyuv of kisui adam. Why not? So you know why the Gemara says? The Gemara is going to say, because if you're going to do it on top of the Mizbeach, and you're going to put offer on top of the Mizbeach on the blood, you're going to violate HaKol B'Chsav, because the Mizbeach is only supposed to be a certain height, and now you're putting dirt on top of it, you're adding to the height of the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach was not supposed to be that height. Therefore you're violating what? HaKol B'Chsav. And therefore, you know what they said? We forego the whole mitzvah of Kisui Hadam to the Ophos in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, we're not going to read the whole thing. Look at the first word of the line. Kamosif HaBinyan. You're going to be Mosif on the Binyan. Uksiv HaKol B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Alayi Haskil. And therefore you can't do it. And he goes into all the detail. You can read the whole sugi yourself. But so you see that because of this din of HaKol B'Chsav, they did away with the mitzvah. The Mamash did away with the mitzvah because HaKol B'Chsav, a mitzvah d'oraisa. They did away with because HaKol B'Chsav. I mean, HaKol B'Chsav, it's a pasuk in Divrei Yomim, but it's a nevuah. So it's from the, like the Rav Shechter once said, you know, anything the Ribbono Shalom says is the right. You know, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to David, who told Shlomo that this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to be. So if this is the way it's supposed to be, then you can't change the structure of the Kalim or of the Tavnis or anything. We took away a mitzvah because of HaKol B'Chsav. So how in the world are we allowed to build a balcony during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and you violate the din of HaKol B'Chsav? That's the Gemara's kasha in Sukkah. So let's see the answer. Again, page 2. Heichi Avir Hachi Vakziv HaKol B'Chsav Mi'an Hashem Alai Hiskil. Amarav Krah Ashkaku Bedorush. That they found a pasuk, another pasuk. They found another pasuk, and they dashed. What's the pasuk? In Zechariah. Says on page 3. V'softo ha'aretz mishpachos mishpachos levad. It says, Rashi, sometimes been nevuah Zechariah, and the nevuah of Zechariah, Mistabe Losid she yispedu al Mashiach ben Yosef, Shenera. That we know Losid Lovo, there's going to be a Mashiach ben David, a Mashiach ben Yosef, and there's going to be a Melchemes Gog u'Magog. And Mashiach ben Yosef is going to get killed in the war of Melchemes Gog u'Magog. And they're going to have a big hesped, and that's going to be, you know, Mashiach is going to be coming soon. When this happens, so they're going to have Melchemes Gog u'Magog, And the Mechamez Gog Magog, so the Mashiach ben Yosef is going to get killed, and they're going to have a big hespit for Mashiach ben Yosef. It's going to be a big hespit. And the Pasuk says, the softer arts, Mishpachos, Mishpachos Levas. They're going to have different families are going to come to the hespit. Mishpachos Beis David Levad, Mishpachos Beis David Levad, Nesheim Levad, and the women will be separate. So the men will be separate, and the women will be separate at this hespit. Amru v'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. Ma'ad lo si lovo sh'oskim behesped. Ma'ad lo si lovo. That we're osek in hespit. V'ein yetzahara sholet behem. Right? It's not a time of frivolity. It's a very serious time, a sad time during a hespit. And yet we require what? Separation. Amru Torah anoshim levad v'noshim levad. Achshav sh'asukim besimcha. So certainly at this point that they're oskim b'simcha kalus rosh, so certainly it should be awesome. And then the Gemara says, speed of my avidity, who is this a hesped on? So we said till now it's Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef shenegra. One says that it's a hesped on Mashiach ben Yosef, and the other one says it's a hesped on the Yetzirah Shenera, that the Yetzirah is going to get killed, however we understand that. Not... What? Oh. I mean, once the Yetzirah gets killed, you know what he... Yeah, but that happened first. First the Yitzhar got killed, and then they did it. So I thought you were asking, well, once the Yitzhar is killed, so what do you have to have yeah, different types of Yitzhar. Okay. But, Bekitzer, so what's the Gemara's answer? What's the Gemara's teretz? How do you understand the Gemara's teretz? Why not? So how do you? So but what about the answer of a kol b'ksav? Right. But so we have a pasuk that says that you mechuyev to prevent kalas rosh between men and women. So therefore that...
That's over, right?
So that's going to... And that's a beferish dip. So therefore... What? But what about still? What about the answer of HaKol B'Ksav?
The
Let's take a look. So Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva tries to explain this Gemara. Let's go see a little bit about the tshuva. No. About what? Yeah, did anyone write it? You have to check all the literature. I don't know. Did anyone who wrote before? Well, I don't understand. Moshe Yarkovi is asking me. I don't understand anything. I mean, Jews were around for thousands of years. So just like, when was it? Tavshin Vav. So we're holding now in Samach Aleph. So that means before 55 years ago, there was no discussion of what a mechitzah is supposed to be in a shul. Till this fellow Rav David Stern, the Menahel of Yeshiva Tor V'Das, had to come and ask him. That's what Moshe Yarkovi says. So the answer is, Mr. Reifert said, that in Europe they were all sat for separate. There was no shilas there. Right. It's only in the recent years where. seem to become more, things are getting...
After Rabbi Abner's son was the first Rabbi of Israel. He was the unofficial Rabbi of Israel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you see? Priest knows everything. This Rabbi David Stern was the Rabbi of Young Israel.
He was the first, well, we didn't have Rabbi when we started off, they had people there.
Oh, so he was involved in the Young Israel.
He was involved in the Young Israel movement.
Yeah, it's funny because why, you know, Yeshiva Torah V'Das, I'm sure they said, no girls, no women there, you know. No, that's Mr. Shatt. You know Mr. Shatt? Anyone know Mr. Shatt? No one here knows Mr. Shatt? He comes to every person with the YU's basketball team. No.
Max.
He comes to every game. There's one person that comes to every single game. Every single game of the Max. Every single game. Whether it's local or away, he'll be there. He'll be there at every single game. So he's a Lower East Side person. So he told me that when Reb Moshe was preparing to print Igros Moshe, so he wanted that his name should get into it also. So he decided he'll ask Reb Moshe a question. So this way his name will be in the... So the famous tshuva about, well, are you allowed to go in the subways during rush hour because you might touch a woman, right, is to him.
What's that?
You read the tshuva. Okay. So... Tad she'il me'levai inyan ha'mechitzes historic leos bein anoshim lanoshim be'beis ha'knesses. The Kamahu Shir Gova, Aliba de Hilkasa, Shim Shesh Mikomas Minasenuzu, Shishilu Lifrots, Beinian Mechitza, Shabena Noshim, Lenoshim, Basic Nessus, Shinishalon, Mitish Maat, Efter Shain Hashudim, Shayavru, in the Elamichitzon, Yedias Homer Issa, and Rotsuk Votaros Arava, Shavon Makor Hadin, Homer Issa, Vishir Gova Hamukhuyam. So he first, he says, Etamadin. So Moshe says, tremendous chiddush. He said that even if you don't have mixed pews, in other words, priests, the pews are separate pews. It means there's a separate women's section and a separate men's section. But there's no mechitza. That is a daraisa. In other words, even if So what Professor Reese is asking, what does that mean? That there are women here and men here, but how far are they apart? You mean to say, in other words, is Marv Moshe saying they're here and the women are right next to each other? So that could be a deraisa because the mamash next to each other. But if the men are here and the women are there, further apart, then who says that there should be a din d'oraisa? In fact, Rav Shechter always likes to quote, he quotes it from the Yalkut Shimoni, the Gemara in Brachas, on page 8. By Chana, page 8, says by Chana, she was davening, right? For a son, right, in the Beis Hamikdash, and Eli was there, and right? So he says, Ani ha'isha ha'nitzevet imcho bazeh. I am the woman who is standing here davening. So imcho, right, but imcho is normally not spelled with a hey. Imcha is normally spelled Ayin Mem Chof Sofis, not Ayin Mem Chof Hey. So what's that Hey doing there? Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Mikancha also Leishev B'tok Arba Amos Shal Tefillah. That there's an Isser, right, because Eli was sitting and she was standing davening Shema, whatever. So the point is, Imcha, look in Tosfos, Imcha, Mashma B'tok Arba Amos, B'shem Dechsiv Imcha Molei B'Hey, Klomer Shalohaya Yoshe B'tok Arba Amos. Imcha means that he was sitting in the fifth amma. There was, if somebody's davening, you can't be within their Dalanamas. You can't be sitting within their Dalanamas. Now, there's another Yalkut Shimoni that says that men and women can't have to be Dalaramas apart. Dalaramas apart. They have to be, and Rav Yehuda Herzl Hengen has true quotes from the Yalkut Shimoni in Kiseitse that says, Vayam Machnecha Kadosh, that the men and the women shouldn't be in the same machane during davening. And I think there it says you have to be with Dalaramas away. So Rav Shecht always points out that he thinks Me'ikir Adin, that Al Silcha's davening, as long as you're Dalaramas away, that's a separation. They might, as Rav Shecht points out, still is a Chi of Mechitza for other reasons, we'll see. But in other words, I think the way Rav Shecht says it is that Midin, the base Knesset, you need a Mechitza. That's how Rav Shecht understands. I don't know if everyone understands. This is a Chiddush. But say you're davening, say you're making a minyan in the airport. Right? So there are men, women walking around all. There's no mechitza there. So Rav Shecht thought, as long as you're Arba Amos away from the women, that would be okay. We'll have to see if Rav Moshe is working with that. I don't necessarily see. We'll see. It could be Rav Moshe is not working with that. But so Rav Moshe says, back to Rav Moshe, that he wants to say that he is, even if men and women are separate, there's still a chiv d'oraisa to have a mechitza. So what's pshat in the Gemara's teretz? Poshut shekavodas ha-teretz hu shelachein hu kimefurash shetzorach lasos hazizim v'agezustra v'hutzorach leyom hazeh al yidei gara choz v'noshan ha-novi shedil lahem al pi Hashem melech ha-satatis. He says pshat like this, that since we learn from that pasuk that there's a chiyuv to separate men from women, like they see by the hesped that the men were separate from the women, right? So since there's a chiyuv, so avada, it's as if it was stated already in the instructions of the binyan beis hamikdash that you have to make sure that you take care of this chiyuv. Even though it wasn't, but since there's a chiyuv from elsewhere, so it's as if it was stated in the instructions.
Make provisions.
In other words, it wasn't in the rule book, right? But since it's like, what are they going to tell you that when you build a Beis Hamikdash, you have to keep Shabbos? Of course, you have to respect your father and mother in the Beis Hamikdash. You have to keep all the mitzvahs. Of course, you have to keep all the mitzvahs. In the mikdash, so you don't have to state it. So if this is another chiyuv that you have in the Torah, another chiyuv mitzvah, so it's as if it's a nichlal in the hakol b'ksav, and memela, therefore it must be a din d'oraisa, because if it wasn't a din d'oraisa, it would not be nichlal in the hakol b'ksav, and you wouldn't be able to be mishana the tzura of the Beis Hamikdash for only a din d'rabbanan. So it must be that it's a din d'oraisa. Must be it's a din d'oraisa. That's how Rav Moshe learns. However, on page 10, he quotes a Marsha. I xerox the Marsha for you. On page 5. Tell me how you learned this Marsha.
Kra Ashkach Vidarish, Perish Rashi, Shalo Yavolu de Kilkul. If he shazat tikin loyav surah avodas hamikdash, el lafrushimi surah de erva, lohava bechlau hakol b'chsav mi'an Hashem.
Okay. tell me how you understand what the Marsha is saying.
You don't have to say that you have to say your bad.
Read it again. Lo b'chlal hakol b'ksav.
Right.
Moshe is saying it's b'chlal hakol b'ksav. He's saying it's not b'chlal hakol b'ksav.
Maybe it's including the other Esseret, Erevah.
It didn't have to be written. That's what he's saying.
That's how you learn Pshat. It didn't have to be written in the...
Isn't he saying that it's a different Esseret? He's saying Esseret,
Erevah. That's what you want to say. In other words, he's saying it's a different Esseret, so it didn't have to be written. And Mamela is Nichla. Even though he's saying Lo Hav. Okay, you want to learn that way, fine. Rav Moshe thought he was saying something else. He said on page 10, he writes, "Among the Yesh La'ayim is Eshakot of Marsha, Chidush Yagodish Tamach El Teretz Agmar Tchar Eshku. The fish is that Tikkun Lohayat Sorech Avodas Amikdash El Afushi Meisur De Erva Lohava Bechlal Hakol Bechsav. Kavanosu Yilachora Shakol Bechsav Nemar Rak Al Dvarim Shosim Letzorech Avodas Amikdash Vol Dvarim Shosim Bishvil Shar Inyon." In other words, he's learning Pshat in the Mashara, Moshe, that Aksol B'Ksav means you can't add anything to the Beis HaMikdash for the Tzorach of the Beis HaMikdash. You can't add anything besides, you want to make a different type of Mizbeach. That's the Tzorach of the Avodas Beis HaMikdash. You can't do that. But if there's some other need that you need to make in the Beis HaMikdash for some other need, then you can make it, and that's not in the Isra of Hakol B'Ksav. Hakol B'Ksav means don't add anything in the Beis HaMikdash for the service of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, don't make a different type of Mizbeach. But this is not for the purpose of the Beis... Yeah, but this is not for the... But this is not for... Right. This is not for the Tzorach HaBeis HaMikdash. This is for another Tzorach. So that's how he learns his Marsha. So Rav Moshe says, he says it's clearly not the, if that's the Pshat in the Marsha, then it seems that the Marsha is against that Gemara Chulin, because the Gemara Chulin applies the din of a Kol B'Ksav even to Kisei Hadam, which is not part of the Avodas HaMikdash. And yet the Gemara says you can't. So you see that any addition, even if it's not the Tzorach Avoda, is also part of the Isra of Kol B'Ksav. Okay. You see, Rav Moshe thought, if you say like the Marsha, then it could be that maybe you don't have a raya that it's a din d'oraisa, because he's saying that this making the balcony is not b'chlal the Isra of HaKol B'Ksav, so therefore you could do it. But Rav Moshe is saying, no, anything, any addition is b'chlal the Isra of Kol B'Ksav, and yet it was still mutter because the chiyuv to have the balcony is a d'oraisa. And then he quotes, they used to have the soreg. He quotes that there was a soreg that they built in the Beis HaMikdash. It was lahatir isra tiltal b'shabbos. So that mechitza was to be matir tiltal b'shabbos, which is also nothing to do with the Zimke kasher hakol b'chsav hechi yochlu asos soreg. And there it was only tiltal midrabanan, because midaraisa they were allowed to be metaltal anyway. It was just a problem at a drabanan level that they couldn't be metaltal. So he says, so that's a riot to the marsha. He says that's a riot to the marsha, that something that's not letzorach avoda is mutzah. But Rav Moshe wants to say, no, I'm right, not like the marsha, because marsha is against the gemara chulin. He says, so I'm right. One second. And he says that the answer must be that the Hakol B'Ksav is only in the Ezras Noshim or the Ezras Kohanim, but outside in the Ezras Noshim, when it's the rest of the Har HaBayis, that's where that mechitza was made. So that's not the Chalal HaKol B'Ksav. And Arayi says that the Ezra's Noshim is different than the rest of Har Abayis. It's from the Isser of Losita L'Chal Shera that we did, right? We learned the different Shitas. So the Arayivit Shita was that it's only in the Ezra's Kohanim, right? But the Rambam, but others say it's Ezra's Noshim also, but not the rest of the Har Abayis, right? So if you hold that it's in the Ezra's Noshim, not the rest of the Har Abayis, so you see that there's a din of... that we're mechalik between the Habayis and the Ezra's Noshim. Because the way he's understanding the Marsha is that anything that didn't have to do with the Tzorach Avoda is not in the Klal and the Isra of Kol B'Ksav, and then anything goes. No, because that's the same din of Kisa Adam that you have to do outside. It's not part of the Avoda. It's that it happens to be. Because it's the same chicken, if it would have been chulin, you'd also have to do it. It's not, you know, it's not part of the avoda. It's that the same halacha that applies outside applies here also. Except we can't do it because our kol b'sav, so therefore the Mishnah says you potter. But it's not a real chelik of the avoda. It's something that you would have done even without the avoda. So now, on page 10, in the bottom, the right, the left-hand corner, he says like this: "Mimei lechazin and misugi the sukkah, tafim hoisa mechitza, aval kazo she'efshar lo bolu de kalus rosh, yesh adayin also ha'isur midaraisa. Ta'af barishon ha'shayu noshim bibefnim v'noshim bibachutz, perish Rashi, sh'anoshim hayu bezras ha'noshim, v'noshim hayu berchov v'shal ha'arbayis u'bechel, sh'hoisa mechitza gedol b'neim, בדין מחיצה, אבל כיוון שהוא צריך לעמוד נגד השעורים הפסוכים, כדי לראות את הסמכה, ראש הבול לידי קלוס ראש. לא היו לה מחיצה. Even though there was a מחיצה, but they looked in the doorway. אם כן, היה עדיין עושר מדרייסן. שלכן, so even though there was a מחיצה there, because when אנשים מבפנים, אנשים מבחוץ, there was a separation between them, and yet still, well, that wasn't good enough, because it brought קלוס ראש. It still wasn't good enough, because it brought קלוס ראש. So then what? So that Kalus Rosh was enough to be Matzrich, a balcony. Even though prior to the balcony they were also separate, and there was also a Mechitza. Because the Noshim, there was a, except that there was an opening in the Mechitza. You know, there was the Sharim, the gates that they were looking through, and that caused Kalus. But they was looking at each other through the.
I was saying, like, how would they see inside?
So obviously there was openings where the gates were. So it's here. You stand in the hallway, right? So that there's a mechitza between this room and the hallway, right? Because there's a wall here, right? But if you look through the doorway, you're able to look at each other through the doorway. That is the Kalos Rosh. That's where Moshe says that Hayotze, on page 11, the second column, Hayotze Mizeh, Gam Babotik Nesio Shem Skapsim Shom Anoshim Venoshim Bispal, Tov Yoseh, the best thing is Lasas Gezustra. Really, you should make a balcony. Shanoshim Yulamal. Mezeh Tam Kosher Lasas Gezustra, Tzrichim Lasas Mechitza Mamish. Kazosha Timna Milovolu De Kalas Rosh. And Moshe says, Mechitza in Hilchas Beis Knesset doesn't, normally in Hilchas Shabbos the Mechitza is a Sarat Tzvach to make something of a Shus HaYochid. So Moshe says that obviously that's not going to do the trick over here. A Sarat Tzvachim is right around 40 inches. So what does that do? We didn't finish the Truv yet. Right, the 40-inch thing, you know, whatever, is what does that do? Right, he says that does nothing. Shainim klum, eino klum, lein yekalus rosh. Shayu yikolim ladaber laharbo sicha im hanoshim, right? Beli shum koshi. Taliga bideim, ein lecha kalus rosh gedolo mizu, right? If you have a shul that the mechitz is only this high, and the men are here, and the women are right over there, so you can have a whole conversation. Right? The man, the woman is here, the man is here, and the whole mechitza is this high. So, what is it? Ein lecha kalos rosh gadol mizo. Nechshav ki muravi mamish. So, asher midaraisa. So, this is mamish asher midaraisa. The mechitza that they had in the base of Mikdash in the original situation when both the men and women were downstairs, they had mechitza there. That there was an opening, and they were able to speak through the opening. So that wasn't good. Ad kidekach, they had to build a balcony. So this 10 tefachim job is for sure no good. So what does he say? So what do you need? So in column 4 he says, so you need shoulder length up to the shoulders, standing up. If you're standing up, it'll reach the shoulders. Yeah, because you can't have a geshmaka conversation with somebody, right, for a regular person. I mean, yeah, there are giants. There are, so he says, yutz ketz fachim, right? It's about 72 inches. What? 6 feet? 72 inches, 6 feet. Around, roughly, you know, more. You know, it could be a little bit more, whatever. So around 6 feet, say. So around 6 feet. So that's, right, you test the fuck. Right, 18. 4 inches. Okay, maybe a little, around there. In other words, the key is around shoulder height.
There's a room.
Let's assume, I mean, he has all types of tshuvas. I don't want to get into all these nitty gritty things when the women's thing's a little higher. Because I don't want to get into that now. You know, it's all the little. I mean, it has to be that you can't. You can't. You can't mingle. You can't have kalos rosh. He says, and if it's not that height, then that's also midaraisa. Oh, so that's a question. In other words, who is the Isser on? So we'll get to that when I finish it. When I finish it. What?
I'm using Kalos Rosh.
Kalos Rosh?
Yeah.
The Isser of Kalos Rosh. What?
It's a Barasa.
Yeah. Kalos Rosh, you mean? Kalos, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, because you.
In other words, you take the chiyuv to have this separation in the. Yeah, we'll see in a second. We'll see in a second because the chiyuv to have a separation in the shul that you shouldn't come to Kalos Rosh is a chiyuv d'oraisa. He says you see that for the fact that it was doicha. It was not it's doicha. It's bichlal. Since it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, we assume that it's bichlal hakol b'chsav, even though. It wasn't written down in Hakol B'Sav, but it's obvious. So you didn't have to write it down. If it wouldn't be a Daraisa, then you would have had a you would have had to write it down. Well, so one second, we're not finished. There's still a lot to do here. So, well, what about that's only in shul? What if you're having a mixed wedding? Mixed seating at the wedding, right? So what's the story there? Mixed seating at the Shabbos table. I heard Rav Shimon Schwab. I was once, actually twice, at his house for a Suda Shabbos by Rav Shimon Schwab. That's all. So he told over the following story. He said that the Chofetz Chaim once invited Rav. I think. I could be wrong. But I think he said it was Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublina Rav. Chofetz Chaim invited Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublina Rav, to his house for Suda Shabbos. He invited him over. So Rav Meir Shapiro, you know, wanted to come. So he just told the Chofetz Chaim, he said, you should know that by me, at the Shabbos table, we don't allow the men and the women to sit at the same table. We have, you know, they sit separate. We don't allow at the same... So he's telling the Chofetz Chaim that, you know, he should know that that's the way he's knowing. So the Chofetz Chaim responded, so come after the meal. This I heard from Rav Schwab. I didn't hear this from some modern... Yeah. So what's the din? What's the heter of mixed other things? Forget shul for a second. Is there a heter? So Rav Moshe says he thinks the whole thing that you have to have mechitzas and separations is only in dvarim shel chova. But if you have a here, take a look on page 12. Now first he says, oops, one second. Uvelot sarach kibbutz af of mikdash mutter. So he can't even spell a somach le'eli. After the time shab harbe anoshim, but mokum shatzrichim is kam. That was the only time you need a mechitza is when you have to gather people together, like simchas beis ha'shoeva, or for hesped. It was whenever there's a tzorach to gather people together, that's when there's a chiyuv mechitza. No, but there's another line that I see. Maybe I forgot the xerox. One second. Rav Moshe brings a raya from Korban Pesach. That by Korban Pesach, they used to eat everyone together. Because they couldn't eat separate, or else it would be Shnei Chaburos, and you have to eat it all together. And they had different families together. So you see that there was mixed seating at Korban Pesach. So from that, Rav Moshe derives that certain times we permit mixed seating. One second. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, I'll have to... One second. So, the kids are... One second. But Rav Moshe has a different chiddush also. That his staplus is not part of the chiv. I forgot to, it's on page 11. I just didn't put it in the bracket. Take a look at page 11 in the second column. How about Mastaber Lanias Daiti? Who is Ramosh saying, a cooler here, that you don't have to have a mechitza where you can't see. It has to be, as long as you can prevent kalas rosh, even if you can see each other, that's also permissible. In other words, it's enough to have it shoulder height. You don't have to have it above your head. He says, because when everyone was down originally, so obviously they could see, and yet they have permitted it. How did he know that? But what was the whole Kalas Rosh there?
Through the gate.
So what was the... But then they could see through the gate, so they could see. Yet they didn't take that into consideration. So, but it's mistaber. Right, so what was the Kalas Rosh that they had there? Right, and therefore what? They were able to mingle. Right, they were able to mingle. They were able to mingle. It wasn't just Istachlis, it was that they were able to mingle. Right, right, right. That's his whole shita. His whole shita is that Istachlis were not bothered with. We're only bothered with mingling, which brings the Kalas Rosh. And that's only when you need a, only at certain times. In other words, if you have, by Korban Pesach, I have to zero a few, I neglected, derived from Korban Pesach. You got the English motion on yourself. Chelak Aleph. Oh, so one second. So before we get to that, look on page 12. On page 12 is a letter to Arav Shmuel Tuvia Stern. You know who that is? Where's your Arav? Where's your Arav? Arav Shmuel Tuvia Stern. Yeah. No? No. This is general knowledge. Tower 41. Anyone know Tower 41? Tower 41. Yeah, you know Tower 41? You don't go to Miami. Tower 41 is on 41st Street in Miami Beach. There's a tower. And there's a shul in the tower. And this is Rabbi Tibor Stern. Rabbi Tibor Stern. He gives, I don't know if he still gives, but at least he used to. Maybe still, I don't know, the Hashgacha of Hebrew National. Hebrew, he's the Hebrew National Rabbi. Tibor Stern. So he wants to say, this rabbi, he's a big Talmid Chacham. He wanted to say what Yaakovi was said. Right, that's like Yaakovi, a liberal, from Iran. Yeah. So he wants to say that who says you can bring a raya from Simcha's base? That was your first svar. Then you had another svar. At least your first svar was who says you can bring a raya from Simcha's Beis HaShoeva to regular davening. There's no Kalas Rosh. It's not a crazy svara. If they're like even someone pointed out to me, even if they're moved, if they're, the two sections are far apart from each other, so then there's no Kalas Rosh. Right? But the only Kalas Rosh is on the Istachlis. See, why does Rav Moshe require Mechitza in a situation? Say you have a men's section and a woman's section. And they're on two opposite sides of the room. So then why should there be a need to have a Mechitza? I mean, I think that's what his question is. I mean, Rav Moshe says to him, so according to you, Yuchel Yashir Mamash Murovim. Okay. He didn't mean, of course, that's Kalas Rosh of mixed pews, mixed seating mamash. That he's not coming to. Right, but the pasuk with the hesped, right, so still, the way someone explained to me, Rabbi Or explained to me, that means they were choshesh, that it could break the Kalas Rosh. In other words, you're saying, in other words, Rabbi Hesped, even though it's a mokum that's not going to have hardly any Kalas Rosh, yet it could bring the Kalas Rosh. That's how someone explained it to me. The way some Rabbi Or explained to me, it's like a hachaka. It's a siag. That we have to, in certain situations, right. So that's how Rabbi Or explained to me what the answer here is. That's how, yeah, he's a Talmud of Moshe. So this fellow Rabbi Or, I saw him last week. So he said to me that L'chor is the pshat, that it's a siyak, that when it comes to like you said, your other svar, certain things that you have a certain level of that he wanted to have a siag to prevent. So that's the siag. And he says furthermore, Sharle and Mari look. What do you think? The Beis HaMikdash was a serious place. But this, you see, I didn't see it. On page Kuf Bey, you take a look, and Shu Simon Mem Bey, he says, but if it's a dover shall reshus, and he says, "Af bechasenus mesubkani in yesh ha'isur zeh ba'ofen shaleka chashash yichud." He says, "Yote note the shaleka isur the ha'eshkachan ba'achivas ha'pesach shayu ochlim hanoshim hanoshim bebayis echad shayu sham kama mishpachos shayim lechav pesach pesach lo nimro lav yotzei me'asara." That there were a lot of families that were in one korban pesach, and you had to eat it in one chabura. And if you'd make a mechitza, that would make it into two chaburas. You wouldn't be allowed to. So he permits that without any mechitza to sit together for the korban pesach. So Rabbi Or explained to me the pshat is that there they were a davar shel reshus. I mean, there was a chilas mitzvah, but there they didn't make the siag.
Mitzvah anyway.
Yeah, because it's a mitzvah. About the basic necessity, b'shasat tefila, you need this yah. And the siyag has to be a mechitza that's shoulder height. But if you don't have that shoulder height, it's not a. Well, you have a concept of a siag or rice. You do have. Right. No, I'm saying you do have a concept of that the whole doraisa. The Ran says the whole bali raw of this comes to Pesach is that you might come to eat it. That's why the Torah made is a siag means a preventive measure. Because really, we don't want the thing that we don't want is the Kalas Rosh. So we have to make a preventive measure that we shouldn't come to the Kalas Rosh. So therefore, you need the mechitz in the shul, so you shouldn't even come to the Kalas Rosh.
Like
right. So some usually siag is an Issa Rabban, but there are times, and even the Torah made the siag. The Torah made the
prevention.
Yeah. So Rabbi Or explained to me the pshat in Rav Moshe is that a dover shel reshus, like to have a mixed meal, so they never made such a siyah. But maybe one could still time that, that you know. One second. So that's Rav Moshe Shita. So the Sadma Rebbe in the Tshuva, the Sadma Rebbe wrote the Tshuva to the Helmetzer, Hananya Yom Tov Lipa Deutsch, who was the big mikveh man. I once visited him together with Yossi Prager, Dr. Prager's son. We once visited the Helmetzer Rebbe. He built mikvahs all over the world. He passed away since, but he built mikvahs all over the world. Hananya Yom Tov Deutsch. He lived in Williamsburg, at least at that point of his life. So he wants a taina that, no, it's clear that it's an Isser Stachus. And first he quotes the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam of the Perush Mishnayos. Rambam Perush Mishnayos. Tikkun Gadol. Ratzolom Gadol HaToelus. Tikkun Gadol means it has a strong toelus to it. Right. So Rav Moshe was aware of this Perush Mishnayos also, but he learns that it just means that it doesn't come to Kalas Rosh. So we're not going to have time to read the whole thing now, but so he said B'davar she lost all those mashin difference between Milu of the Medina Zuba America, Gamba Batik Nesios Shala Orthodoxim. Shanasis has his notion both in Shaniras and Nosham of Vesa Knesses. Shalakli Mashinitpas Chuva Merav Agoin Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Kosha of Ein Lachus Listakus. Again, the Mikdash also Tikkun Gadol, so you're Nosham Lamala and Nosham Lamata, you believe Mechitis. Right, Rav Moshe's sheet is that they made a Tikkun Gadol, but you could still see. When they made the balcony in the Beis HaMikdash, so Rav Moshe says you don't find it necessarily that they made it in a way that you can't see. I mean, Samarev will just say, well, that's what the Rambam writes in the Perush Mishnayos, that they made it so you couldn't see. So he says, he doesn't like the tshuva. He says, take a look at page 14. Omnam ein la'arich b'frat zeh, higam ikar hechlotoso shehichli she'ein lochush v'staklus ze'eino. Rambam zal beperish mishnayis besukim bevor beperish sheosu makom anoshim lamalo kedei shal listaklu anoshim menoshim. Mekim vadei shanase baofen shal yochlu anoshim listakal menoshim. Uvetshuva na rotsu lamis bedev Rambam zay mishnayis shein kavanos lochush listaklus al listaklus kazo sheichol lo avi lidei sikha vakalus rosh. Rav Moshe says, learns that it means you shouldn't have a listaklus that could come to talking in kalus rosh. So the result of that, histaklus is also for the sake of histaklus. Histaklus is also because histaklus will come to Kalas Rosh, but as long as the situation that you have the balcony, so shelo yavul histaklus means histaklus that will cause Kalas Rosh, not that the histaklus itself is the Kalas Rosh. Whereas the Samarev is learning that the histaklus itself is the Kalas Rosh. Rav Moshe also knows the Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos, but he learns the pshat is that it shouldn't come to his staklus that will lead to Kalas Rosh. So, but if you have his staklus that won't lead to Kalas Rosh, then that's okay. It's hard to know. You know, this is an area that's not defined, you know, in halakha as we would have liked it to be, you know, because or else if it would have been more defined, it wouldn't have this halakha. So you'll tell me originally. Oh, so Ramosha's Raya from when they were both downstairs, right? When they were both downstairs, so originally they weren't mafbid on his tacos. So, on page 15, he writes, He says a lot of times you find the shas that originally they weren't choshish for something, and then they saw it was a problem, so then they were choshish. Like Mrs. Yibum called them as the Mrs. Chalitza. Originally, they encouraged Yibum because people had kavanah to do it l'shem mitzvah, not just to marry for because of the lanoi that the person was pretty, but l'shem mitzvah. And you're only supposed to do it if it's l'shem mitzvah. So they said that you shouldn't do Yibum anymore. You should, and that's what we do today. We don't do Yibum. We do Chalitza. So what did you say? What about originally? So that originally, they didn't think it was going to be a problem. There was tremendous dveikus. The Tosa says it was Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Yerushalmi says, because you show Ruach HaKodesh. So it was a very, you know, holy atmosphere. It wasn't just like one of these parties that, you know, it was a very holy atmosphere. You know, so they didn't think that they were going to come to Kalas Rosh. Aber achak es nishtan hador, you may also have boim sham gam stach le badoshim. They didn't think originally people were going to come for that. They were coming just for the. But the question was, and then he wants to say that Avada, they had policemen there. I mean, because the Rambam writes that there was policemen on all the Yom Tovim. They used to. They're also, so that's this, you should take a look on your own, but you'll see that's, so he just because, in other words, he doesn't think that you can bring a raya for what was originally, to bring a raya for anything, because that was originally, and then they thought it wouldn't be a problem, but it was a problem, so then they had to take care of that. So if today it's a problem, so then you have to take care of it. You can't say, oh, well, we're going to bring a raya from the original, you know, the way it was then. So he paskins mikra din, you need a mechitza that, even if you have a balcony, if men can still see the women, that's no good. And the Moshe holds that it's only status that's going to be the Kalis Rosh. Right, the women are dressed differently than you need for other reasons. In other words, this is assuming the women are dressed, by the law. So then, it's only a question of just looking at women. Is that going to cause Kalas Rosh or not? But if they're not dressed differently, so then their halakas of saying brachas in front of erva and things like that, that would be awesome. The question is, the way Rabbi Orr put it, did we make it, how far do we go with the siyag of having a mechitz in a shul? And another point, someone once pointed out, I think, I'm not positive, so you have to check, but I think I once heard that Rabbi David Feinstein said that know, Bakrai Ba'alma, in other words, if the shul doesn't have a mechitza, you're just there for one time, you know, one, you know, you're not, that's not your shul, you're just there for a bar mitzvah or something like that. Separate seating, say, but so that, again, I think that's what he said, I don't want to misquote him, so you have to check if it's ever relevant. But Bakrai Ba'alma, the more leniencies that they just to go there, you know, one time, even maybe, I'm not talking about a conservative shul, I'm talking about this, the mixed, you know, separate seating thing, just they don't have this, you know, Rav Moshe Quill's a kosher mechitza. Might be room to be makel. And Rav Shech is very into, if you're outside of the Dalai Lama's, then Mikra Din, you could daven. If you're in that Imcha, you're the Hay, the fifth Amma, you can daven. It's just that there's a chiv on the shul that there should be a mechitza. That's how Rav Shech understands the whole thing, mechitza. That really, mitzad tefillah, as long as you're outside of the Hay Amma's, you could, but still, there's a chiv on the Beit Knesset to have a mechitza. Like it was in the Mikdash to prevent this, the added, like Rabbi Ort said, the added siag, the added standard of decorum that we require in Al Kedusha's Beis Knesset, so to speak. That's how Rav Shechter learns, that the mechitza is part of the din of the Kedusha's Beis Knesset. But if you're in the airport, so there's no Beis Knesset there, you just, so then you make sure that you're outside of the, Arbamas. That's how Rav Shechter understands the Indian. Because Rav Shechter thinks the Ikar Din is the Dalai Lama's. Well, that's that Imcha with the Hay, and then there's another Yalkut Shimoni, Henkin quotes in Kiseitse, that in the Pasuk Vayamachanecha Kadosh, it says that the women and the men should be. And I think there it also says the Shir of Dalai Lama's.
But how does it come in?
Yeah, I don't know. From the Chanas, it's not so strong. But you'll take a look. Blinet, I'll try to bring in tomorrow, the Alkut Shimoni and Kiseitse, where it says in the Pasuk, Ayam Alechanecha Kadosh, that the women and the men should be separate.
What if it's
family? Family? When? Shul?
No,
I'm not going to see that initially. Yeah, so Rav Shechter would say as long as you're outside of the,
that?
I mean, maybe with your family you shouldn't even need that. Yeah, it could be.
But these shuls that Chizuz
are right, so a lot of shuls today don't even have Rav Moshe.
Right.
Rav Moshe was a tremendous cooler. Satmar Rebbe was ready to give it to him for...
What are they saying?
And today, so there is this thing from, they quote from Rav Soloveitchik, and the question whether he said it or he didn't say it, that he held from the 10th fucking thing.
So they had to take some conflict with it.
Yeah, from the 10th fucking thing. Which, at first glance, it sounds crazy, like Rav Moshe says, but maybe the Sfara is like Rav Shechter said. In other words, if any way, in a situation where they're far apart, the two sections, so maybe you could say like the Sfara that Rabbi Tibor Stern suggested, that because like Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin writes, what did they have by the Hesped? It doesn't say in Zechariah that there was a mechitza by the Hesped. It just says that the men and the women were separate. What? Right. So then you shouldn't even, you're saying you shouldn't even, so, yeah, why do you need even 10 tefachim? It's just to say, yeah. As he say, Rav Henkin assumes that the din in the Rishus, 10 tefachim is the shear of Rishus, but mistumba that, but Lachar, all those coolers could only make sense if the women, men and women are, you know, the two sections are far apart. I don't know in these shuls that they have the mechitza very low, of the men and the women mamish next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't see. So, you know what I mean? I could see, again, I'm not here to paskin against Rav Moshe or something, but I could see someone saying a svara l'kula
in a situation where, you know, they're further apart, and just they don't have this extra mechitza. So, well, you're not going to, so you, you know, it's not going to come to Kalas Rosh probably in the decorum of a shul. Like, I could hear such a, I don't think it's a. It's
can
a,
you say that this tenfuchim is a symbol?
Right, yeah.
It's a symbol that you say this is what's supposed to be.
Right,
keep
right.
It in mind.
Keep it in mind, right. But if a man is here and a woman's here, so what is
that's
that?
The point?
How do they allow that?
Right.
Right, I don't know. Is that what it is in the shuls? That the,
some shuls.
Some shuls, the men and the women are mamma. So you can mamma, the woman's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah? Right?
Yeah.
The man's here, the woman's right there. So will you stand up Shemona Esrei, the woman's right mamma next to you?
Yes.
No,
without glass even. It's without glass. It's just that. It's just like that.
Yeah. That already, you know.
It's all based on the women are trusting you. The women are trusting you.
I was once walking with the Rosh Hashiva of Cambria Avenue, that's all. Chaim Yaakov Goldberg. I was once walking with him on Shabbos morning in Flatbush. I was the one who was supposed to escort him to the shul that he was davening. So I was supposed to go like 8 o'clock in the morning to the house he was sleeping in, and I was supposed to escort him to the shul he was going to daven on Shabbos morning. So I went there in the morning. So in the way, we passed by a shul. Apparently that was the shul they took him for Friday night. And that shul, I think, has a mechitza, a Rav Moshe mechitza. With glass, you know, Rav Moshe permits the glass top also, because that's also in the. So he said to me, "Did you ever daven in that shul?" So he said, "I saw the public." He says they don't have a mechitza. I said, "What do they have? The glass?" But he says you can see through the glass. You see, people who were not in America don't know from these Rav Moshe Kula about, you know what I mean? That's like you, like Mr. Wright. Reifert said, you know, they had these shuls that, you know, in generations they all the shuls had balconies and, you know, things that you couldn't see. It was just a more modern thing the past 55 years or so that these things became. But look, Lamaisa, you know, it's, you know, it's not such a great thing with some, but the mice, it's still much better than, you know, them going to conservatives. You know, if that's it'll keep people with an orthodoxy. So even if it's more modern, even to that degree, it's still better because, you know, because once they'll go into you know, other forms of Judaism, so then they have to show mixed marriage and you know, and then the whole. So better.
It's a
good survival. Exactly. So, with all the things, even if it, you know, there's a problem, but still within the auspices of orthodoxy, which, is kashrus and Shabbos, and you have to look also at the positive. These people, you know, what would be if they didn't have this choice of this type of modern, so-called very modern shuls? Where would, I don't know.
It's traditional shuls.
You know, so that you have to, someone who has the vision of understanding has to, you know, decide on these things. But, you know, these are all things that people, there's a big fight in all the shuls. People lose their jobs over, you know, these issues. Okay, so this is just a little bit of understanding of what a mechitza is all about.